Vrindavan Das Thakur. Today is the day of his deeper disappearance. The first giver of Sri Chaitanya Lila to us. Chaitanya Bhagavat. Though it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Chaitanya Mangal, really it is Chaitanya Bhagavat, but we find it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Chaitanya Mangal. Vrindavan, Vaskarida Chaitanya Mangal, Kaviraj Goswami is writing. He has mentioned very respectfully Chaitanya Kaviraj Goswami. Bhag Krishna Lila, Lekhok Vyasdev, Chaitanya Lila, Vyas Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das is the Vyas of Chaitanya Lila. And Vyasdev, he wrote about Krishna Lila. Especially the Balu Lila we get from the child pastimes of Mahaprabhu, especially we get from Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ore muho lokshuno chaitanya mangal, chaitanya mahima jate janibe sakal. Kaviraj Goswami addressing to the public, oh you stupid persons, anyhow give your hearing to Chaitanya Mangal, and there you will be able to know what Sri Chaitanya is. In this way he has recommended. But we are told it was originally named as Chaitanya Mangal. But little after, Lochan Das Thakur, a disciple of Narahari Sarkar Thakur of Srikhanda, he wrote a book and gave the name of Chaitanya Mangal. So Vrindavan Das Thakur then changed his name from Chaitanya Mangal to Chaitanya Bhagavat. This conclusion we get from the ancient reporters. Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Chaitanya Bhagavat ka Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das is the son of Narayani, Lady Narayani. She was a niece of Sivas Pandit, Bhratusputti. Narayani was the daughter of the brother of Sivas Pandit. And Mahaprabhu had his much pastimes in the Sivasangam. One day Mahaprabhu asked Narayani, the girl, to come to her and gave out of his own accord the beetle chewing to her. That's a small girl.
4 years girl.
Char
bochhoder?
4 years girl. She was so eagerly attendant to them. Though girl of 4 years, but she liked very much the company of these big devotees, his previous samskar, Sukriti. And Mahaprabhu offered that one day, Narayani Chaitanya Ruchishta Bhajan. And then she had the fortune of giving birth to a child like Vrindavan Das Thakur, who came out with first description about Chaitanya Dev very vividly and also very boldly. He represented the then social states of Navadvip and in Bengal very boldly. How they were passing their time. Even they were spending money like water, in a marriage of the cats. He cat and she cat is being married, and in that ceremony they are spending money like water. That was the engagement of the society at that time. And they were the object of the, or the subject of their worship was Vishohari, that is Manasa, the serpent god. And Kali, Kali, who generally is controlling the demons, always at war with the demons, that Kali. And very rarely, the name of Hari, Narayana, Govinda, very rarely used to come out from the lips of very few gentlemen when they used to come to take bath in the Ganges water. Narayana, Hari, Govinda. That was the condition of the society at that time. And of course, under Mohammedan rule, the Qazi was there in Navadvip. And we know how with strong hand the Hindu feelings were checked by the Qazis in the instance of Haridas Thakur. Being Haridas Thakur, it is a disputed thing whether he comes from Mohammedan family or some say that he was a child of the Brahmin family. But in his boyhood, he was taken away by the Muslims and born and brought up there. But his previous sanskar was in favor of Vaishnava Dharma. He used to take name of Krishna, Hari Krishna Mahamantra. And he was punished with whipping in 22 markets. Whipping in 2 or 3 markets is sufficient to kill a man. But Haridas Thakur was whipped in the 22 markets in Kalna, nearby. But he did not die. Did not die. Then those that were engaged to punish him, they were frightened. Then what about us? We must be punished that we did not punish him. Only three or four markets punishment is sufficient to kill a man. And we have punished him in 22 markets, still he is ready. Now our life is at stake. Then they prayed to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur showed his posing in such a way that he is dead. Then they took him to the Qazi, and the Qazi told, "Oh, you leave him on the Ganges water. Don't give him any, put him in the burial ground, then he would have some good future." But as he was a kafir, non-believer, he must be thrown into Ganges water. That would be his last punishment. So they threw him to the Ganges water, and after a little, Haridas Thakur swam away and went to Advaita Acharya Prabhu of Santipur, just opposite to Kalna. So such was the nature of the rulers of the time. But still, some sort of religious habits were maintained by some. And Advaita Acharya was the leading scholar amongst them who openly accepted that Narayana is the highest avatar entity and all else is under him. Advaita Acharya in Santipur, a good scholar. At that time, Navadvip was famous for this Indian logic study, Naya Shastra. Naya means logic, Indian type of logic. Naya, especially Nabbar Naya, a newly adjusted logic, was evolved from by the scholars of Navadvip. So, young people used to come, and many of the Easterners used to flock there for Ganges, both learning and the Ganges peasants. So Navadvip, and little before Navadvip was the capital of the Sen dynasty. The Ballal Sen, Lakshman Sen, they are of Hindu creed. Before that, Bengal was under the rule of Pal dynasty, who was Buddhist. But just before Mahaprabhu, it came under the Sen dynasty. And the Sen dynasty had their capital in Navadvip, and the Pal dynasty in Malda, Gaur. So Navadvip was a capital town a little before. And the relics is also still to be traced there, as a big heap of relics there. Ballal Divi is there. During Lakshman Sen's time, the Jayadeep, the great Sanskrit poet of Vrindavan type, he appeared during the time of Lakshman Sen. And during Lakshman Sen's time, the Muslim attacked. And Lakshman Sen, he was a devotee, we are told, and he left for Dhaka, leaving Navadvip. And Navadvip came easily under the clutches of the Mahamudras. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given description. He was the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. He has written in his poems, Sadvashish Kripapatra, and the last remaining eater of Nityananda. And he saw those places in Navadvip where Mahaprabhu moved and lived, and where he used to teach the students, his house, his toll, and so many shops of different type. And Sridharangan, Vrindavan Das Thakur, showed with his own eye all these places. And he mourned that I have got a new birth, but if little ago I could have my birth, I could have seen the great personages, Mahaprabhu personages. I see with my eyes all the places empty where he taught his students, that place is there. Where he dined, where he lived, that room, all is there. The markets, the Ganges, banks of the Ganges, where he used to roam, wander during the afternoon or evening. All is there, only Mahaprabhu is absent. And this is my misfortune. I am born, but I am not born a little ago. In this way he is cursing himself, his past, that why I came only a little after, why not a little before. Very vividly he has given description of the things he saw. So he has seen with his own eyes all the places of the Leela of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Hare Krishna. But we don't find any mention of the name of the father of Vrindavan Das Thakur, because we are told that he was not of this. Unfortunately, he was not a devotee of Mahaprabhu. So all of the writers have carefully avoided his name. Vrindavan Das Thakur, afterwards he lived in Jannagar, Jandya, here, Modadrum, just in the northwest of Navadvip town. There is Modadrum, the Mamgachi. He lived for some time there. And then again, he removed to the more western side, which is known as Denur. Perhaps in his old age, he passed his time with one of his disciples in his house. And the deities worshipped by him, Gaur Nityananda, Guru Gauranga, that is found there, still to be is worshipped. In Denur, a village, there the deities worshipped by Vrindavan Das Thakur, still to be found. So Nityananda Prabhu has given general description of the earlier life of Mahaprabhu. But the later part of Mahaprabhu's description and his philosophical teachings not so much found there. Generally we can think that we find there the Yugavatar, the name-giving, name-distributing aspect of Mahaprabhu more than the Radha Govinda combined, this inner, which is found only in Ashtamingsha Chaturyuga. The philosophy and the real representation of the whole, especially the later days, that is found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is found very authentically. With a great authenticity we can realize, we can read Chaitanya Charitamrita to every inch. Every part of Chaitanya Charitamrita represents Mahaprabhu fully. Because the source is Rupa Sanatana and Raghunath, who came in direct contact with Mahaprabhu, not only in contact, but Mahaprabhu inspired and empowered Rupa Goswami to lead the Shastras of Divine Love, Raganuga, the Vrindavan Love. The Divine Love has been dealt scientifically and exhaustively by Rupa Goswami, and it was possible that he was inspired to such purpose by Mahaprabhu. Not only inspired by him, but also we find in Puri, he is asking Sarup Damodar, I have given my all to him, you also grace him. He is a fit person to deal with this Vrindavan love. The science of divine love. He is the fittest person. You give everything to him, you can believe him. We can put full confidence in him. So that Rupa Goswami, and then from there Raghunath Das Goswami, contact, direct contact of Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar Rupa Sanatan. Kapilas Goswami was a disciple of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he came in close association with Rupa Sanatan and Raghunath, and got their benediction. So what he has given, it is unparalleled, and that can never be imitated by anyone, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But still he has pleaded for Vrindavan Das Thakur. You hear what Vrindavan Das Thakur, the other books, contemporary books, that Chaitanya Mangal, not so much reliable, but Chaitanya Bhagavat reliable, but still it is of primary order, we may say. But it is Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. Vrindavan Das Mukhi Bhakta Sri Chaitanya. Kaviraj Goswami, yahi grantha lekha hai more Madana Mohan. And he himself says, Vrindavan Das Mukhi Bhakta Sri Chaitanya. And then Nityananda Prabhu's grace helped him to write about Mahaprabhu. That is the first book came out about Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he was so much intimate and closer to Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. He was so much captured exclusively by the personality and by the teachings of Gaur Nityananda. He could not tolerate that anyone won't accept that. So he has tried his best with folded palms. I represent how magnanimous, how great Nityananda Gauranga they are. You people try to understand them. Then what sort of divine taste of your future prospect you will get, you will understand. Come and accept, and you will know. You will know how great they are. So with my folded palms, falling at your feet, my request to you, come and don't neglect Gaur Nityananda being puffed up by the vanity of your previous formality and this tantric mentality, but come to the feet of Gaur Nityananda, the great teacher. They have taken for us the great ocean of nectar in this way. But he could not keep himself. His extreme adherence to Gaur Nityananda, especially to Nityananda, has taken from his lips that I am requesting you so much, but still if you don't accept, you oppose, I'll kick you on your head. Ato pariharyo je papi ninda kare. I am trying my best, showing so many apologies. You come and see, and touch, come in touch, and you will see how great they are. But in spite of my so much entreaty and humiliation, if anyone comes to speak anything against, I want to kick on his head. Then naturally, the ordinary person would think that he was a very proud and insolent person. Whereas Kaviraj Goswami says, Puishi eki saiti muishi lohisto. I am the meaner than the meanest, even the worms in the stool. Jagai madhai hoiti muishi papisto. I am the fallen of the fallen, sinner of the sinner, extreme sinner, even than Jagai madhai. Mor naam jai shune tar punyakhoy. Whoever comes to hear my name, his merit diminishes. And mor naam jai loy tar paphoy. And who takes my name, touches in his tongue, he commits direct sin. I am such mean. But Nityananda Prabhu is so magnanimous, so gracious, so great, that such a type of fallen soul has been taken up by him. Tanadavi suni jena tarurupi sohishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Mahaprabhu himself, he has given out how the characteristic of a devotee who will take to Krishna nama, how his nature should be to the ordinary public. Tanadavi suni tarurupi sohishnu. More forbearing than the tree, and more humble than the blade of grass. But this gentleman, this Vrindavan Das Thakur, how he come that he will to say that he will kick on the head of those? The most audacious, and this is objectionable even by the law of Vaishnava. They will come to decide in this way. I had something in the mind about that, but when I came to Gaudiya Math, I heard an interpretation revolutionary from Guru Maharaj. One day I found that he said that Vrindavan Das Thakur's mercy knows no bounds. those Brahmin persons who had no other alternative, Vrindavan Das Thakur found some way, he has made some way for them. How it is? When his kick touches at the head, he is sure to get relief. That sort of positive faith, the explanation in the positive line. How deep is the faith in Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are found in Gaudiya Math? Of course, generally there is some way that is objectionable. Other Vaishnavas are so, and their advice is also so, but he has crossed that. But the positive, from the positive line, in a pushing way, such explanation came from Guru Maharaj and I heard. The harmony, where it lies, the harmony. The phrase of harmony I could trace. The harsh dealing of a devotee attracts the attention of Krishna more towards the damaged person. He cannot leave his devotees, but if devotees does rudely to anyone, the master is more attentive to them who is damaged anyhow by the devotee. This is fact. And the Guru Maharaj was saying that those that had got no chance of coming this side, Vrindavan Das Thakur has relieved them by his kick, by offering his kick to them. The Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they have to think something about that those men, they have got kick of Vrindavan Das Thakur that cannot go useless, so something must be done for them, some provision. So, this is the positive line. Any wrong from the side of the devotees of Krishna, that is more than any reward conceived in the world. The positive thing's nature is such, especially that of Krishna conception and divine love. So Vrindavan Das Thakur's the day of disappearance today, and we are trying to sing something in his praise. He may be appreciated with us. We do not know anyway. His extreme love, extreme acceptance and appreciation for Gaur Nityananda has made him mad. He did not know what is his saying or not saying or doing or angry. He's besides himself. He can't tolerate the least idea that why such a magnanimous, such a gracious, such high things, why a man should not accept it. It is impossible for him to think out the alternative. So his heart is so full of devotion towards Nityananda and Sri Gauranga. We pray to him a drop of that kind of pure and intense devotion towards Gaur Nityananda from his feet. Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Prabhu ki jai. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Narayani Mata ki jai. Shivas Pandit ki jai. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Sri Madhyadvip Sri Venu Gram ki jai. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Gopta Das Bindu ki jai. Sri Bhagavinda ki jai. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol.
Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj ki
jai. Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very sweet lila. Very simple and very sweet the language, Bengali. And it is told that may be the first Bengali book composed. Before this, no Bengali description of any character is to be found. Of course, Chandidas, Vidyapati, that Brajamuni, that Maithili, and that poetry, that was there. This is also poetry. But that is few, and this is extensively Lila, the life, and described the first Bengali book. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Vrindavan Das. Chaitanya Lilas Vyas, Vrindavan Das. Ure Mura Lok Suno Chaitanya Chari, Chaitanya Ki, Chaitanya Mahima Jate Jani Ve, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Mahima Jate Jani Ve, Shaka. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu je pranam ase ki ase, Gaur Nityananda pranam, duti pranam ase okhane, tato chaitanya charitamrita, puspavantau chitrau sandau tamundau, ajanu lambita bhujau kanakava datau, sankirtanaiva pitarau kamalayataksau, Vishyam bharu, dijabharu, yugadharma palu, bandi, jagat.
Bandi, jagat priya karu, karunavata.
Karu. Namaste kala satyaya, jagannatha sutaya cha. Sabhittaya, saputraya, sakalatraya ti namo. These two Sanskrit verses composed like Vrindavan Das. Ajanu lambita bhujau. Both of them, they have got their hands right up to the knee. That is the sign of a great person, according to Jyotisha. Ambitabhujo, kanagavadhatu, very pure golden color. Both Gauranga and Nityanandadhatu. Sankirtanai kapitaru, both of them, are inaugurator of the sweet Sankirtan procession. Sankirtanai kapitaru, kamalayataksau, with their lotus eyes, spacious, is remarkably found in the Sankirtan. Vai kapitaru, kamalayataksau, vishyambharu, dijabharu, both comes from the noble Brahmin family. And Vishyambharu, and they have come to feed the Vishya, the world. The old world means all the jivas in the world. To feed them, they have appeared to supply their food. That is Krishna Prem, the service. The real food is the, it is. They have come with that. Vishyambharu, dijabharu, yugadharma palo. And they come to fulfill their duty at the time. This time it is mentioned by the Vidhata in collision with Narayana, that this time in Kali, Pratham Sandha, the Sankirtan should be inaugurated for the people, good of the people. Sankirtanai kapitaru, yugadharma palau, Bandi Jagat Priya Karu, both have come to do good to the world. Jagat Priya Karu, Karunavataru, and both of them, the incarnation of magnanimity and the grace towards the world. Namaste Jagannath Sutaya, Namaste Kala Satyaya, and he is offering obeisance to Mahaprabhu, Kala Satyaya. He was true in every age, in present, in future, in past. He was eternal. He was in Satya, Treta, Dvapar, and now in Kali also you. The other three Yuga, there were also you, and now in Kali Yuga. Trikala Satya, not only you were true in this Kali Yuga, but Yugavatar, you came in other three ages also in the past. And at the same time, Trikala means Bhut, Bhavishyat, Vartaman, the present, the future, the past. You are true. Jagannatha Sudarshan, this time you have come as a son in the house of Jagannatha Mishra Pandit, Sudarshan, Sabhitraya Sabhitraya. I bow down to you with all your servants, your sons, and your potencies. Prabhupada has remarked here, his sons Mantridandi. Those has left the world and accepted his creed and going on accordingly. They are his sons. And the householders, household devotees, they are accepted as servants. Svabhrittaya. Vritta means generally householders who has got their independent life and also contributes about the gift of Mahaprabhu. And those have exclusively given everything, that is Tridandi, they are in the order of his son. Svabhrittaya, Svaputraya, Svakalatra means Pandit Gadadhar, etc., who has got the some type of surrender as we find in Vrindavan. So charmed with his present personality and the characteristic, that they forget themselves in the service, in connection of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Svakalatraya, Te Namo, with all this paraphernalia, I offer my obeisance to you, for you as a whole. In this way, it is offered by Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavata Rupayana. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Nidai Gaudhari Bol.